Many listeners will probably be familiar with the White House Farm on the northern outskirts of Norwich, not far from a huge Tesco's. Adam Barker of the Evening News recently visited the farm, and Robin Quine will read his account of the huge changes being made there by the latest generation of the Norwich Gurney family.
White House Farm on the outskirts of Norwich has been in the Gurney family for 150 years, growing crops like wheat, malting barley, soft fruit and potatoes. Ex-Royal Marine Oliver Gurney and his wife Charlotte took over the farm in 2013, but since then have taken it in a new direction, turning barns into businesses and switching crops for customers. In the last decade, the couple have transformed the site into a hive of independent firms, converting the farm's derelict barns into homes for more than a dozen small businesses, including a hair salon, beauty rooms, nursery, doggy daycare, and pottery and dance studios. However, it took them several years to embark on their transition away from farming. They initially ran the farm as a fruit picking business, but soon found that despite plenty of footfall, the business simply wasn't profitable enough to survive. It just wasn't a viable business, says Charlotte Gurney, who left her corporate job at a London headhunting firm, working with the likes of Apple and Google, to run her husband's family farm in Norfolk. It felt like it was brilliant because we had so many people coming here, but in terms of monetary takings, it was very poor. In a corporate role, if something's not working, you ring up a different department and they sort it out for you. I soon realised that there was no backup. No one was just going to sort it out for us. But we had all these people coming, so we felt there was an opportunity to sell them something they didn't know they needed. The cafe came first, and naturally tea and cakes seemed a good option for people who had spent a couple of hours fruit picking. But after operating as a working farm for more than 150 years, convincing Oliver's father and the Gurney family of their bold vision for the farm wasn't easy. The couple are part of one of Norfolk's most renowned and influential families, whose most famous figure was Elizabeth Fry. Their ancestors established Gurney's Bank in 1770, which later merged with Barclays in 1896. I think the vision we both had was a hard sell for the rest of the family, Mrs. Gurney said. We went up and down the country looking at what other people were doing, and the general theme was cafe, farm shop and butchery, plus additional businesses added on. But I didn't know what those businesses were going to be. We had derelict buildings all around the cafe and farm shop, so it seemed like the obvious thing to do was to do them up. It was exciting meeting business owners who shared our vision. To us, it was clear as day, but to others looking at a derelict building in a farmyard blowing with dust, it wasn't all that obvious. Before the COVID pandemic in 2020, Mrs. Gurney's original vision was to house shops and retailers, reaching out to the likes of clothing retailer Jules and high-end Swedish range cooker company Arga. We never meant for this to be a services-related business area. But by the nature of lockdown, we needed a business which you needed to leave your house for and couldn't go online. It's services over retail that has carried us a long way, and I am forever grateful for that fortunate accident. The Gurneys now employ around 20 staff across their cafe, farm shop and butchery. The farm continues to grow wheat, malting barley and sugar beet, but it has become increasingly clear that farming is no longer viewed as the long-term future of the site. Last year, the Gurneys submitted plans for a 450-home development on their agricultural land to create a village with White House Farm and its businesses at its centre. The new estate has the potential to grow to around 3,000 homes, with new retail and office space, small supermarkets, restaurants, gyms, and a pharmacy also included in the plans. The development is part of three phases. Phase one saw around 1,300 homes built northeast of Blue Boar Lane as part of government orders to deliver 7,000 new homes for the area by 2026. Phase two will see 450 homes built on the land off Atlantic Avenue between Sprowston Manor and Salhouse Road. The third and final phase of the project will see around 1,200 homes built on the land to the east of the White House Farm, Cafe and Farm Shop, stretching towards Rackheath and the NDR. The couple say their future plans are partly down to the current state of British farming. Farmers are on course for a second year of poor harvests, bracing for near-record low yields after the driest spring in more than half a century. Yields estimates show that the UK could be set for its fifth worst harvest since modern records began, with the yield on British wheat, the nation's most cultivated crop, estimated to be 9% below the 10-year average. Extreme weather is making it harder for farmers to grow food, with spring's drought a stark contrast from last year's record rainfall and storms, which led to the second worst harvest since records began in 1984. "We had no spring rain," said Mrs. Gurney. "We didn't reach our malting beer spec, which is what we need to make premium beer. We couldn't even sell it as straw this year. On a good year, we would expect 7 tonnes per hectare. This year we got 4 tonnes, but only at animal food grade. If you don't get your yield, then you're struggling." I've been speaking to other farmers who are farming on a much bigger scale than us, and they think it will be very hard for some farmers to survive this harvest. Farmers are being pushed, and there is so much pressure for them to be as open-minded as they possibly can be about their revenue streams. "It's not the sole reason that we have diversified, but it is a very good one." While it is clear that farming and fruit picking are no longer the future for White House Farm, the couple are still keen to support local farmers who supply the meat for their butchery, fresh produce for the farm shop, and milk for the cafes, teas and coffees. Mr. and Mrs. Gurney are full of ideas for the site, recently teaming up with Cinema City to host a film screening in one of their barns and offering camping in the fruit orchard behind the farm. There is a feeling that this is just the start for White House Farm, which looks set to continue its expansion over the coming years.
Thank you, Robin.